Hi, this is Maggie.
This is Harriet.
And this is Chloe, and you're listening to...
After Girl Scouts, a podcast by Girl Scouts and for Girl Scouts, past, present, and future.
We are talking to former Girl Scouts to learn why Girl Scouts was meaningful to them.
And how being a Girl Scout influences them today.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to After Girl Scouts. I'm Harriet.
I'm Chloe.
And I'm Maggie.
Today, we are excited to welcome Stephanie Vlamic to the show.
Stephanie was a Girl Scout from 1992 to 2005 and earned her Gold Award.
Now she is a registered nurse.
Welcome, Stephanie, to After Girl Scouts. Please tell us about your Gold Award.
I received my Gold Award in 2005. What I did is I actually redid my brother's Eagle Scout project. So it was up in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and it was actually a plot of land kitty corner from my church that kind of sat in a parking lot. And my brother did it probably about 8 to 10 years before that, and it got really weeded and it looked really bad. And nobody really did anything about it. So what I had to do is I had to go to the city engineer and make sure that I could dig up that land again. And he didn't have any other plans for it.
Wow. So,
yeah, I did 64.5 hours of work.
So what is your favorite Girl Scout memory, Stephanie?
My favorite Girl Scout memory is probably going to Europe between my junior and senior year in high school.
Wow.
What was that That's like?
Cool. It was really fun. Cool.
I've been to Europe.
It was like a mommy and me trip.
Oh.
So my mom and my aunt got to go with, and then my little sister actually tagged along, too.
That must have been an exciting moment for her.
Oh, yeah.
Those trips like that always seem pretty cool. As I know, like, in the spring, I'm actually going to go to D.C., but it's with my school. How did that, was it related to Girl Scouts, or was it just, like, for fun?
So it was actually a lot related to Girl Scouts. We went over and we visited troops over there.
Oh, okay.
And then there was... like Juliet Lowe stuff over there. My troop leader was amazing.
Was there any part of Girl Scouts that influenced your career? And if so, how did it influence you?
I would say maybe not directly, but for organization and making you proud of what you do, maybe had something to do with it.
All right.
What is something you learned in Girl Scouts that you could not learn anywhere else?
That's a tough question. Actually, the one thing, honestly, it's the kind of a strange thing, but when I was at like a Brownie Day Camp, it was up in the Robin's Nest up in Aberdeen, if you guys ever get a chance to go up there. We were sitting there and we had like little stations where we earned different badges, and we had a hairstylist come. And I remember her talking about how much shampoo and conditioner you should use in your hair. It sounds so funny, but so she'd always say, you know, you only use like a quarter size amount of shampoo or conditioner. And she made it like seem like the worst thing ever to put so much conditioner in your hair. And still to this day, I just use a quarter size amount.
So why do you feel like talking with us is important, Stephanie?
Well, I think it's awesome that you guys are working towards your silver award. For my silver award, we did it as a troop also, and that was kind of fun. We actually led a Brownie Girl Scout camp or Brownie Day Camp for our gold or our silver award. Talking to you, I think, is really important because Girl Scouts is important. It teaches you a lot of life skills and sticking with it, and it looks good on a resume if you're looking at it that way. And always, I mean, Girl Scouts is well known, and people know what Girl Scouts is, so it's kind of cool to be like, yeah, I was a Girl Scout all through high school, and that's cool.
What do you hope for the future of Girl Scouts?
Well, my daughter just started Girl Scouts, so I really hope that she can just find love and fun in what she does, able to make friends and learn life skills.
That's what Girl Scouts is all about.
Absolutely.
All good things to know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Stephanie, for joining us today. How can our listeners get in contact with you?
They can contact me. I work here in town. I mean, a lot of people know me. The elderly generation know who I am. They can email me. They can call me.
Put it in the show notes.
That was a great conversation we have. My favorite part was probably how she redid her brother's Eagle Scout Award. I thought that was really cool.
I thought it was a little funny.
Funny.
At first, I thought it was like, he didn't do a very good job at this, so I'm going to redo it and make it better.
My favorite part was when she went to Europe and met different troops in Europe.
I don't know if I had a favorite part.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Please share this episode with your friends.
We thank you for all your support of this project and Girl Scouts.
Thanks for listening. Peace out, Girl Scouts.